A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends, and a warm, welcoming good afternoons. Is that how I say this? I can't remember. To you all. On this video, we're going to talk about those trucks, John Cena, Steve Austin, and what they really mean.
An ex-AW star confirms WWE talks.
AEW have made a major new executive appointment.
And a retired ROH legend on getting back in the ring. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And that's how I typed the story to him, yeah. So don't blame
me. I am Ron Burgundy, and I read how it is written. This is the After News.
All right, let's talk about the trucks.
Yes.
So there was obviously a lot of discussion about this following Raw. There was Cody Rhodes and The Rock, that wonderful angle that closed Raw this week. There was a big truck in the background, looming large. Who was on the truck? Juan Cena and Stephen Stone Cold Austin, which is what we're going with today. They lingered on it for ages. Mm. It was there forever. And obviously, it led to a lot of people going, is this a tease? Are they like trying to plant a seed here? Are they... What's the word I'm looking for?
Foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing, yeah. That's the one. That led to a bunch of people fantasy booking, like an Avengers super team of Cena, Steve Austin, and whoever else you want.
Some people had already booked it on podcast, I've heard.
I've heard that. Running off the Bloodline in that tag match on night one, or during the Bloodline Rules match on night two.
That's why I want it.
If that happens.
Yep.
I want the most overbooked match of all time.
Oh, giving shenanigans out the yes.
But loads of people have fantasy booked that. In addition, there's some other trucks have been spotted around. One has Charlotte Flair in it, who's obviously been out injured.
Oh, yeah.
And Drew is on there. So, I mean, he's going to be there. But Charlotte's an interesting one because she's been gone for ages.
Yeah.
And then also another one, a photo of a truck. One has Logan Paul on the back. One has Jey Uso. And then another has Seth the Chef. So maybe some kind of, I don't know, what the hell, three-way feud between these guys.
Heat-flavored Prime?
Jeez, none of that is real.
Nope.
None of
just
those words are real.
Of words.
You just made those up. But WrestleVotes tweeted the following last night, and I think it's interesting.
Great tweet, this.
And it's going to get people even more speculative, and that's what it's all about, baby. Everything is done on purpose. 2 weeks out from WrestleMania, the backdrop of these WrestleMania-specific trucks last night would have sufficed. I'll leave it at that. Everything is done on purpose. There you go.
I think everyone's right. I think it was not a coincidence that they went, we're going to shoot out here. I mean, they made sure Cody's bus was in the right place at the end of the day. Like, at the end of the day, people saying, oh, well, why were those two people on the buses or on the coaches or whatever? Well, because they're two of the biggest stars to ever exist in WWE. But it also fits very nicely if you need someone to get rid of. So Jimmy's got rid of by Jey, of course. And then you've got Roman and Cody. And it's like, okay, well, who gets rid of Solo Sikoa? Well, the guy who Solo murdered the last time they faced each other and would get a huge pap and has said, I'm kind of free over WrestleMania weekend if you need anything. And then, of course, I just think it works so perfectly. He's doing the he's got Cody down. He's going to bloody screw him out the goddamn head. Hits one side of the ropes. Hits another side of the ropes. Glass shatters. I mean, we all explode in attendance. Yeah. And I think the Charlotte one may just be, she's one of the most recognisable faces, and it's WrestleMania, so put your face on the truck, and the others are obviously all attending.
Yeah, yeah.
I do think, and maybe it's more hope than expectation, I do think that Stone Cold and Cena were placed there to foreshadow something. I hope so anyway.
I agree. I don't necessarily think you need to look into the WrestleMania themed ones.
No.
Those being the ones that don't have Steve Austin and John Cena on them, but man, like, this could be an all-time great, like, sports entertainment silly fest.
People are booking, obviously, considering what's happened recently, The Rock eventually facing Cody Rhodes. Never mind that. What if we get Rock Austin 4 at Mania? They could both work again.
Jesus Christ. Okay, let's
How much
go.
Money would you like, WWE? Because I'll give you all of it.
It'd be funny at
so
that
bro, time. The Rock can finally prove that he's always been better than Stone Cold.
Ooh.
Like I always said in these last few months, vindication!
Well, the big debate yesterday was who's better, The Rock or John Cena. For me, that's not even a conversation for me, but come maybe on, for younger fans who grew up when John Cena was the guy, maybe.
Come on.
More.
Come on.
I know.
Where is he?
Come on.
There he is.
Exactly. He's on the floor. Hey, what's this?
I forgot about this. Did it in the first story. And then you
time to shill, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, well, neither of us shilled.
I thought you were going to do it. It's always a new what culture goes down on day two of WrestleMania. We are the meat in your WrestleMania sandwich, and tickets are rapidly
What if the viewers are vegan? You've really, they that's have, a really bad.
Well, Underground Arts have fantastic vegan options on their menu.
There you go.
So there you go.
We are the lettuce.
WhatCulture.com/tickets is where you need to head, and you need to do it ASAP. It's payday for most people around the next few days. Do not wait, because we have got very limited tickets left for It's Always Sunny at What Culture. WhatCulture.com/tickets is where you need to head.
Absolutely. Yeah, cannot wait. These live shows are the best thing we do. They're the most fun. They're the most gratifying. Come along. If you've been waiting, if you've been going, oh, I'll get a ticket later, maybe do it now, because they will be gone.
People are asking if it's going to be streamed. No, you need to be there live and in attendance. We'll probably film it and put some bits out. But
yeah,
if you want to be for the whole
Mania thing.
This is what makes Mania. Never mind the two nights of WrestleMania.
It's the boys.
It's this.
It's us.
This is what makes it.
It's your friends, your pals.
And please come, because if we come, then we can do it more often. So
please subscribe.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Anyway.
Right, let's move on. And talk about an ex-AEW star who's confirmed talks with WWE. I'm talking about Mike Santana. Santana Ortiz, awesome tag team, of course, in AEW. Things didn't exactly go that way. And subsequently, he has left the company. But he's appeared on Friend of the Channel's Chris Van Vliet's Insight podcast. Talking about, well, first of all, going to AEW in the first place. Saying that they did have conversations with WWE way back in 2019. But I'll read what he said here. When our contracts were coming up with TNA, there was interest with AEW and WWE. We had spoken to WWE extensively, and they made it very hard for us to turn them down. But our thing was, Cody was the one who hired us right, and we already had anything before we'd spoken a while back. We'd given Cody our word before, and our word is everything. So by that point, they ask, have you signed anything? And we're like, no, but we gave our word, and we'd like to stick to that. I've got a lot of respect for him saying something like that. But he did confirm, did Mike Santana, that subsequently they had more discussions with WWE since departing AEW, or he in particular, I should say, has. He said,
Ortiz is still there.
You're
not releasing him.
I've had some discussions. I've been very open with everybody. Right now is just going to be where I'm going to be able to grow the most. I don't want to be just another guy on the roster. I already did that. I want to be part of something. I want to do something special. Thankfully, I've been smart with money and I'm not hurting. I'm taking my time with things. I just want to have fun. He's in a great position.
He is. Good negotiating position for sure. Anyone who's been watching me talk about Santana and Ortiz knows my thoughts on these guys. I'll summarise them. I love them. It's a real shame that they fell out or they had this disagreement and it pulled them apart. I don't judge it because it's a personal situation and it's not mine to cast aspersions. So I like both of them individually as well. Saw both walking around, like, independent of one another in London before All In. Two of the coolest people I've ever seen in life. Just unbelievable. I like Santana a lot. I think he's extremely talented. I think he's a really underrated talker as well as being a good wrestler. Yeah. I genuinely hope that wrestling gives him what he wants and that he gets what he wants out of all of this, because it's clear that the AEW run did not... They should have made them tag champs.
I was going to say, one of the biggest missed opportunities, in my opinion, in AEW's history is not putting the tag titles on them. I think he talks a little bit more. Go and check out the brilliant interview with Chris on the Insights channel, because I'll swear he said that they were AEW were considering putting the titles on them. Was it an injury or something?
I think it was when Santana's father passed away.
Yes, that was probably
it. It was like early 2020. They were going to put the belts on them. They had to take that time away, and then plans changed.
Page and Omega they put on instead.
Yeah, and what did those two guys ever do for the free? Or the Young Bucks, for that matter. It's a joke.
I think wherever Santana ends up, I think if he goes to TNA, he would be a huge star without
main eventer.
Walk straight into that sort of role. I think he could do big things in WWE as well, and I think he's got a real point to prove off the back of this.
Massively.
I like the fact he's been smart with his money and he doesn't have to rush into anything, because that's what more wrestlers should do.
Like he said as well in the interview that he asked for his AEW release before he got... Well, like he was considering his release before he got injured. It's probably good that he didn't get his release before he got injured, because at least then he got paid for that stuff. So, like, I think he's probably pretty hungry right now, and I'm looking forward to seeing what comes of this.
Go and support him if you can. Legend.
Let's go. Right, AEW's made a new appointment. Big one.
I saw this.
Used to work for WWE. Now he's in AEW. He's the COO. We've already got a CEO. Now we've got a COO as well. This was confirmed yesterday by Tony Khan. It's Kosha Erbe. Now, if that's a familiar name to you, it's because it was reported by Fightful that Kosha would be joining AEW in this big high-level role. Now it's finally been confirmed. So there you go. He is the COO now. He will be overseeing strategic planning and execution of live events, marketing, finance, HR, licensing, consumer products, and other major lines of business for the company. He's not going to be that busy then. He's only got seven things to look after. No idea what kind of impact people make behind the scenes, because we're not there. But on screen, I think AEW has had a really, really good few months.
Yeah,
really
great few months. Turned it around in 2024.
I've been really locked into the product since the Continental Classic, actually. Mm-hmm. I think they've done a good job of restoring the feeling, as we say in the parlance of our times, and making it feel more like the product of old. A bit confused, why did they bring the rankings back and then just stop? That was weird. Bring them back, they're good. Good luck to Mr. Erbe. I think it's a company on the rise again.
A disgraceful appointment. I don't know. Behind the scenes, I have no knowledge about it. I'm sure it's going to be great. My main question is, you know when you have to sign for things, I assume you sign A. Murray.
A big squiggle.
A. Wilborn. Does this person write K. Erbe, and therefore is it Kirby signing for a package? That's my only question related to this story. Congratulations, good luck. We have no knowledge about anything else. There's no point speculating on this.
Could Kirby sign a package? No, I look like they have fingers.
Kirby, will you ever be full? Right, let's talk Nigel McGuinness stepping back in the ring. Let us talk about this yesterday as well. He popped up on Wrestling Weekly to talk about getting back in there. You may have noticed, eagle-eyed listeners and viewers may have noticed, the occasional jibe towards one Brian Danielson. I think that's the match for all.
He keeps it really low and subtle, yeah, doesn't he, Michael, yeah, with these shots. It's really hard to interpret.
But yeah. Well, here comes Brian Danielson, slapping hands and kissing babies. What do you reckon, Nigel? What an asshole. Thanks, Nigel.
He's a real piece of shit.
Do you want to see that match at all?
100%.
Yeah, it's the one to do it.
100%. Yeah, like, I'm a Ring of Honor nerd.
Yeah.
Like, of course, I'm a freak. I want to see that match.
But anyway, he talked a little bit about this, well, not just this match, but him ever getting back in a wrestling ring, because for a while we thought that was going to be impossible.
Yeah.
He said, all the time that I was in WWE, it was really difficult for me. I think a lot of Lee, I don't want to say the jealousy and the bitterness, but those sort of emotions certainly existed between me and Brian and the success that he's had. When I was in WWE, seeing so many of my peers coming up and having that level of success and that level of fame and fortune was very difficult for me, certainly to sort of expect, especially when I could still wrestle today. I got in the ring last week and just felt perfectly okay. Awesome. Really great to hear that.
Good.
Sometimes people say it's a lot easier if you choose yourself to quit, and I don't think that's the case. a glimmer of, well, more than a glimmer of hope, this. I think the glimmer of hope came when he posted that picture of himself being ripped last summer.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, like I said, it's one of those things where we're always reticent here to say, oh, I really think so-and-so should have one more wrestling match, because you don't know. You don't know if these people are suffering with something. And we do know with Nigel, but with certain people, you don't want to say, ah, what's going on? Why aren't you back in a wrestling ring? But it certainly seems he's giving signs now that it's feasible that he could get back in a wrestling ring. And I think it'll be one of the best long-term builds that AEW's had in ages.
Yeah, because they do it literally every week on Collision. Even if Danielson's not wrestling, Nigel's taking little shots at him. Like, it could be Sky Blue versus Red yeah. Velvet, and he'll find a way to reference Brian Danielson to completely unrelated people. I'd love to see this. Pro wrestling is for the freaks. This is one of the all-time freak rivalries, because they do stuff like put each other's heads into the ring post unprotected and stuff. Obviously, I'm not advocating for that in 2024, but if you're a sicko, you've watched those Ring of Honor matches from back in the day. I would love to see it. It would be a nice way to bring Nigel's story back around, because he's had his troubles in wrestling, obviously, and not getting into WWE and being made to retire and like all of that stuff. But he's found his footing as a commentator and a wonderful magician.
Yes.
As well.
I saw him emasculating Will Ospreay in the man's own words.
He loves it, man.
God, lift my arms, bruv.
I love it. But yeah, shout out to Nigel. I do hope he's able to do this.
We're spoiled as wrestling fans. We get dream matches left, right and centre all the time, particularly right now. And yet, imagine having a time machine going back, I don't know, 5 years or whatever it may be, and saying, Brian Danielson and Nigel McGuinness are going to fight each other. You'd be like, neither of them are ever going to work again. So it's just a real fantastic bit of news that they both could feasibly work All In.
Belter. I love it.
What else would you like to see All In? Let us know in the comment section below. And if you're wondering, hey, where the hell are the Twitter questions? They're on the video from earlier on today. Want to check it out? It's right here.
It's unscripted. Just like the title of that one. Tony Bone. Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.